When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven. Given my history, rising above the odds of
World War Who?
You
World War Who?
It's up
World War Who?
It's true, I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you
World War Who?
It's up, I think I'm fighting myself.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of the World War You podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield. And today's topic, we want to sort of continue off one of our episodes that was titled Strong Enough, Long Enough. Now, in that episode, what we were simply talking about was that whatever it is that you are building, make sure that it is going to outlast you. So whatever it is that you're called to do or you're purposed to be, make sure that when you do it, the effect of what you are doing is going to outlive you. And this requires you to be disciplined enough to understand that whatever it is you're purposed or called to do is not about you, but it is about those that will come after you and the environment around you. So a lot of people endeavor into certain things or they venture into certain things without a stronger why over and above themselves. And the reason for that is, in some instances, there's actually no legacy to think of. You are so focused on becoming what you want to become that you are not thinking of anything past you achieving what you need to achieve. So a classic example is someone studying to get a degree. There's really not much of legacy as far as studying that degree is concerned. All they need to do is put in the work, write the exams, and graduate. And that's it. There is no, I'm going to hand over this degree to my child, or I'm going to pass on this degree to anyone else. But thinking like that is a bit limited, because the overall idea of you studying a degree is because you want to solve a problem. So the problem that you want to solve is not necessarily you getting the degree. But if you're studying to be an accountant, there's someone who's not good at numbers that you want to help. There is a service that you want to provide to people who need that service, who necessarily do not know how to do what you do. So in a way, even if it is a degree, which is very personal, it has got a wider reach than just yourself. So in today's episode, we would just want to kind of expand on that idea of legacy and that idea of building something that is so strong that it outlives you and it achieves that purpose that you've been called out to achieve. I usually use sports illustrations a lot. And I was just having a conversation just yesterday with a mate of mine, and he used to support the San Antonio Spurs, and he mentioned Tim Duncan. And from just that conversation, I was like, you know what? I think Tim Duncan is the most underrated player in the NBA, like in the Hall of Fame. Because just like Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan has got 5 rings. He's got 5 championship rings. But apart from the Spurs, no one knows about Tim Duncan. And so we're just talking about it and laughing that, oh my gosh, this guy achieved so much, you know, but he played a very quiet game. You know, there was no bells and whistles when it came to this guy. And it got me thinking that the reason for that is because Tim Duncan was all about fundamentals. He wasn't as sexy as, Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. There were no fancy tricks. There was no crazy dunks. There was nothing like that. All he did was just getting shots off the backboard. So he was very basic. And what I then realized is that in our culture, in our society, this is the biggest challenge that we have, because we do not want to build on fundamentals. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. So we do not want to build on fundamentals. We don't want to build on the principles of the game. But the biggest challenge that we also then suffer because of that is we do not perfect our play long enough. So we end up just picking things from everywhere or anything around us in order for us to get a result. But if we are asked to replicate that same thing, say in a month or two, a year, 5 years, 10 years from now, we are going to struggle because there was no principle, there was no fundamental, there was no basis. So we just want the results. We want to be, you know, I've built a business, so now I'm a businessman, or I'm going to start still selling t-shirts and I'm an entrepreneur. But you actually do not take time to understand what it means to be a businessman, or what it means to be an entrepreneur. And to do that, you need to learn from scratch. So you need to start from rock bottom until you master whatever it is that you are venturing into. And that's the same with our purpose, that you cannot walk into your purpose blindly. Whatever it is you're called to do, you need to understand it in its totality. You need to understand it from A to Z. And you need to have strong foundations, strong principles and fundamentals, that no matter what shakes you along the way, no matter what changes along the way, your path does not actually change. You will continue on the path that you're called to continue on. But you see a lot of people who want to be at the top, but they are not willing to work to be at the top. And this reminds me of a story that we used to read as young kids, or that was read to us as young kids, the story of the three little pigs. And I'm sure we all know this story, you know, how the three pigs built houses. One was built with straw, a second one was built with sticks, and the third one was built with bricks. Now, I, for one, would like to believe that this story is more relevant now than back when I was actually reading it when I was a child, because the environment that we are in now doesn't want to stick to fundamentals. So we want to cut corners and take shortcuts. We've become selfish and conceited to the extent that we build a house of straw just for people to see and say, he or she has got a house. So people are looking more now to be accepted and affirmed. So hard work is not an option anymore. And this is why there are so many scams online, you know, telling you that you can build a business in 24 hours. You can lose weight in 7 days. You can gain muscle in 2 days. There's so many things, and people are actually calling them cheat sheets, right? They're not even embarrassed. They'll call it a cheat sheet because they know they are cheating. It's not the right way to be doing things. But you see people spending money on these things on the hope of, if I don't have to go to the gym for 30 days, if I pay for this, drink this, or buy this specific machine, I'm going to have muscle in a week. But then again, I look at it that in a way that life does not work like that. I mean, it takes 21 years for you to be 21 years old. So you cannot take a shortcut for certain things to get to where they're supposed to be. If it takes you 16 years for you to get a driver's license, you cannot, regardless of how intelligent or how tall or how big or how mature you are, you cannot get a driver's license at 10 years old. So there's nothing that you can do to quicken that process but just go through that process. So there's a need for people to go through the foundation or the basics of things in life in order for them to actually appreciate and understand what it is they're actually called to do. Now, I'll take you back to the story of the three pigs, that we are looking at three separate groups of individuals, right? They are all in the same space. They are in the same environment. They are all going in the same direction. That is, they've got one goal, which is to build a house. So they're all headed in the same direction. But in that same environment, they pick three different resources to do this. So pig number one goes for straw. For what reason? I do not know. Did it make sense for them to do what they did? Yes, it did, because they chose that. So they build a house with straw. Pig number two decides, okay, straw is not my thing. I'm going to go with sticks. They had a reason for picking that resource and doing things the way that they did them. Pig number three goes, you know what? I'll take brick. Same concept. They had their own reason for doing what they did. But the only difference now is same time, same goal, same direction, there was a different outcome. Now, just to further, you know, explore this story, I'll look at it like this. Probably building a house with straw doesn't take as long as building a house with sticks would take. And also, building a house with sticks does not take as long as building a house with brick would take. Now, I live in Australia where building companies, are competing to build houses in under 100 days. They are competing to build houses in under 100 days. That is just about 3 months. You will have a whole house, 4-bed, 5-bed, whatever you're after, under 100 days. And the reason why they're doing that is because the government or Australia as a whole is struggling when it comes to accommodation. So the demand for houses is so high, they need to come up with a way of building these houses really quickly. But at the same time as they do this, they are compromising on the quality of the houses. And they don't even hide away from that fact. So when they actually build this house in 100 days, they'll tell you that this house is going to last for at least 25 years. So they actually tell you that, you know what, we can do this in 90 days or 100 days, but in the next 25 years, you're going to need to do major renovations. Now, I come from Zimbabwe where houses were built using brick. And personally, I grew up in a house that was bought by my parents in 1984. And the only major upgrade we did to the house was to change the tiles and the ceiling because water was leaking in. And we just had to do a few, you know, updates, upgrades, paint the house, whatever. But there wasn't any much demolition or anything needed to cracks in the walls, the kind of thing. That wasn't even there. And we were the sixth family to live in that house. So this house has seen six generations, and this house is still standing to this day. It has seen six generations or six different families live in it. And it's still structurally sound. It's still standing. But if you were to buy this 100-day house in Australia, after 25 years, you're going to need to do major, major rebuilds, which with the rate that things are going, could be very expensive. But now if you go back to the three little pigs, I cannot stop to wonder that pig number three, you know, must have gotten to a place where he saw the other two pigs in their houses. And it probably did not make sense to him why he had picked to build his house using brick. Same people, probably started off at the same time, but these guys were in their houses before he was in his house. But fast forward to the end of the story, we all know how the bad wolf came and blew off the other two houses, then tried to blow the brick house down and failed. Why? Because it was structurally sound. It was built on a strong foundation. So regardless of how long building this house may have took, it was built on fundamentals and principles that cannot be blown away. So whatever it is that you are doing or whatever it is that you are venturing into right now, I would want you to consider thinking about, am I venturing into this with straw, with sticks, or with brick? What is my foundation going to be? What am I building on? Am I building on principle? Am I building on integrity? Am I building on fundamentals? Because there's certain things that nothing, even if come hell, come skilt, whatever bad weather comes, they cannot take away from you. If you have principles, you have principles. If you're a person of integrity, you're a person of integrity. No matter what kind of temptation comes, be it money, be it a spouse, whatever it is, whatever temptation comes your way, because you're a person of integrity, you know your values, you know your beliefs, you will withstand. So if the bad wolf comes and tries to huff and puff, trust me, the brick house is going to stand. The only thing that's going to happen is the big bad wolf is going to get tired. So these are the things that you need to consider. Whatever it is you're building, it has to have the longevity to live, to outlive you. Because we all know the story ends with the other two pigs running into the third pig's house to hide. So you may be looking at the people around you. You may be looking at your friends. You may be looking at people that you grew up with. You may be looking at other people just generally in your environment, your neighborhood, whatever it is. And they seem to be moving at a very quick pace. And you feel like you are stagnant. You feel like you are stuck because you've chosen to go the fundamental route. But what you do not realize is in a space of 5-10 years, you may be in a better position than where these people will be. Because right now, if you go onto the internet, there's a lot of talk of, nah, school is overrated. Why study? Start a business. Not everyone is actually cut out to be a business person. Not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur. someone has to be a consumer. You cannot have a world of entrepreneurs. Someone has to be a consumer. So someone needs to take the traditional route. Someone just needs to go to university, study, and work for someone else. Because if everyone becomes an employer, no one is going to employ anyone. So it may look stupid for you right now that you are in university and your friends are hustling on the corner. It may look crazy that they're driving fancy cars right now and getting their hair and nails done. It may look crazy, but in the next 10 years, that's when you can actually measure, okay, what did I actually do with my life? You know, did I make the right choice? Is this where I wanted to be? Because the biggest thing that I want people to know is that life is not a competition. As unique as you are as an individual, that's as unique as your purpose is. So no matter what the next person is doing, do not compare yourself to them because you are running different races. You could be in the same environment. Like I said, the three pigs were probably the same environment, but they chose three different resources. They did life in three different ways. That's just how we are as people. That is coded into our DNA that Mansfield would do life the way that Mansfield wants to do life. It has nothing to do with the next person. It has nothing to do with the other guy. But what you need to always consider is that, am I doing life not in a selfish manner? Am I thinking of the people that are coming after me? Am I thinking of the environment around me? How can I make it a better place? How can I actually go out and say, you know what? Look at what I've done. I'm happy that I took this route. I'm happy that I did this way. Because you can actually step back and see, oh my gosh, I actually built a brick house. When everyone else's houses are falling apart, you can look back and say, I'm happy I wasn't tempted to say, you know what, if the straw house takes 3 days to build, I'm going to take straw and build a house as well. At least I'll also have a house. Like I said, it takes 21 years for you to be 21. It takes 40 years for life to begin at 40. You cannot take shortcuts. So no matter how long it takes you to get where you're supposed to get to, enjoy that journey. Love and hug that process. Work with it until you learn exactly what you need to learn for you to sustain what you need to sustain. Life is about longevity, guys. That's what life is about. Do it long enough. You know, it's okay to be a millionaire for a day, but wouldn't you want to be a millionaire for the rest of your life? It's okay to be healthy for 3 months, to go on a diet for 3 months, but wouldn't you actually want to be healthy for the rest of your life? You know, like it's about longevity. It's about doing things that will always echo after you are gone. Solve problems that people will always remember you for solving. Do things the right way. Be principled. Use fundamentals. It might not look sexy. Like I said, Tim Duncan is not in the GOAT conversation. If I were to take a poll right now on this podcast, very few people even know who Tim Duncan is. But you know your Kobe's, you know your MJ's, you know your Magic Johnson's, you know your Steph Curry's. But this guy's got 5 rings. Played a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. But because he wasn't as fly, he wasn't as sexy, he wasn't trying to be seen or heard, he's not even in the conversation. But trust me, the people that know him at a personal level understand him and they know that this guy is a GOAT in his own right. They know that this is what it looks like to work off fundamentals, to be principled, to be a person of integrity. They understand that. I'm sure if you talk to his family, his wife, his children, they will tell you exactly that. This guy is great. But a lot of people want to be seen to be great, which is the biggest problem we have, that we want to be seen, but we actually do not want to be great. We want to be seen as great. We want people to perceive us. You know, the Bible says that you have a form of godliness, but you don't have the power thereof. So you look like a god, but you do not perform or act like a god. And that's what a lot of people are doing in our generation, in our environment today. They look the part, but they're not really the part. People look rich, but they're not rich. People look like they got it going on for themselves, but they really don't have anything going. People look like they are okay with life, but they're really not okay in life. It's all now about, I need to be seen, I need to be seen. We need to move that to actually being. Bump the straw. Bump the sticks. Let's go with the brick. Brick is heavy, takes time, it's messy, but it is strong. It will outlive you. It's there forever. It takes a lot to destroy it. I mean, study your degree, even if it takes you 7 years, even if it takes you 15, 20 years, get that degree. Because after those 20 years, no one can take that degree away from you. No one. It's yours forever. Your kids, your great kids, whoever, can actually see it and say, you know what, this person achieved this, and boom, that's the cloth that I'm cut from. And that's what life is about. Legacy. What are you going to leave behind? Are you going to fulfill your purpose to the greatest of your ability and leave a legacy behind? That's all I just wanted to share with you guys this week. So take lessons from the three little pigs. Don't be pig number one or pig number two. Focus on being pig number three. Let's go with brick. Because once the bad wolf comes, these other two jokers are going to fall. But the brick is going to stand. And that day is what life is about. That's all I had for you guys. We'll catch you again next week.
World War Who? You. World War Who? It's up. World War Who? It's you. I think we're fighting ourselves. World War Who? World War Who? It's you. World War Who? It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.